You're listening to the Limitless Broadcasting Network.
Your whole life can change in an instant. About 50 million adults in the United States have chronic pain, and because of a car accident, Robbie is one of them. In their marriage vows, Robbie and Sammy promise to stand by one another and provide strength when needed. And lately, they've been facing some of their biggest challenges. Join them as they share the ups and downs of living with chronic pain.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to The Painful Truth of Living with Chronic Pain. We are your hosts. I'm Robbie.
And I'm Sammy.
And welcome back to the show.
Yes.
It's been
happy
a minute.
To be here. Yeah.
It's been a minute, but we still love doing the show. Mm-hmm. But every time we do it, we want to make sure you guys are getting something out of the episodes.
And we change our minds a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes about what we want to talk about. So, yeah.
But this show is still pretty important to us. So mm-hmm. if you guys like it, please send it out. Mm-hmm. Write a review. Share mm-hmm. it to your friends. It definitely helps
yeah.
people in that are dealing with chronic pain find an ally,
mm-hmm.
find some hope, and it helps out our platform as well.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So please do so. Today, we're going to change up the format a little bit. We are talking about the Thunderbolts, Marvel's Thunderbolts.
Mm, really?
And you're like, what does that have to do with chronic pain?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll dive into this.
Yes. So in case you didn't know, Thunderbolts is a movie that's directed by Jake Schreier and stars Florence Pugh as Yelena, Sebastian Stan as Bucky Barnes, a.k.a. the Winter Soldier, Wyatt Russell is John Walker, a.k.a. the U.S. Agent, Olga Kurylenko?
I think so.
As Antonia, she's the Taskmaster. Taskmaster. Jeez Louise. Lewis Pullman is Bob Reynolds, a.k.a. Sentry, a.k.a. Void. Geraldine Viswanathan is Mel Gold. And then David Harbour is Alexi, or the Red Guardian, as he likes to be known. Hannah John Kamen is Ava Star Ghost. And then Julia Louis-Dreyfus is Valentina. Valentina Allegra de Fontaine, if you want to do her full name. So, for this movie, our basic kind of description, feeling lost and depressed without her sister, who, I don't know if you're caught up, there's a lot of Marvel things.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Out there. So Yelena's sister was Black Widow. Black Widow, spoiler, died.
She sacrificed
herself, basically, is what happened.
Right.
But
to save the world.
Yeah, she died. So this is not Marvel's going to bring her back, at least right now. She's gone. So,
yeah.
So Yelena is feeling lost and depressed without her sister, and she continues her work as OXE chairwoman with Valentina. So she basically is like her personal enforcer.
She's Valentina, an assassin.
Yeah, sends her out on missions.
She does all the wet work.
Yeah, exactly. Dave Fontaine manipulates a new character who's Bob into becoming the superhero Sentry. So he was in the wrong place. Basically, Yelena and some of the other cast members we already mentioned, they're all sent to this secret facility to all murder each other. Basically, they're cleaning up Valentina's mess.
Yeah,
because she's in trouble with the government
and everything like that.
So yeah,
she's having to do all these Congress.
Yes.
She's going to trial with mm-hmm. Congress, and
yes.
so she's like, I gotta clean up all my dirty yes. little secrets.
Exactly. So she sends them all to murder each other, and it doesn't work because they figure it out, but Bob is there, and no one knows where the hell Bob came from.
And the way he pops out, he's like, oh, I'm Bob.
I'm Bob. And everyone's like, do you have superpowers? And
no. Something?
But he ends up, he gets very worked up at the scene, and like, shoots into space. It's a whole thing. Yeah.
So Bob's character, he was done experiments on by
Valentina's company. Yeah.
And by doing these experiments, he survived the test, and so
he's like
bottle,
the only one.
He's the only one.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of them were killed, but he was the only one, and his body mutated into having all these powers.
Yeah.
But his emotions, they're set off by his emotions. Right. So if he he can't really control them. So he was, like, freezing. There was, like, this black mist and cloud that would just freeze people.
Yes.
And it's kind of like a sub... Like, I feel like when he was, like, the Void, the Void would, like, take over. It was, like, another personality.
Yeah. So, so this is, you know, I'm trying to kind of do, like, a thing as we go along. So, basically, Valentina captures him, figures out all of this is going on, and that's when she manipulates him into becoming a superhero called Sentry.
Right.
So, she calls all the, you know, the Thunder, as they will become, the Thunderbolts, the surviving... people who did not kill each other, and Alexei, because Alexei comes to save Yelena once he figures out what's going on in his way.
So you got the Red Guardian, you got the bad Captain America.
Yeah,
so,
his U.S. agent, you have Task, wait, no, which one got killed? Taskmaster got killed, right? So Ghost is still there.
Yeah.
Right? Am I mixing them up? I don't know. And, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So you have this team... And Valentina orders the Sentry to kill them. And Sentry is like, no, I'm not going to do it. He starts to believe in his own superiority over her and opposes her, attacks her. But he's given the, like, safe switch. So Valentina's assistant comes in and she pushes the kill switch. And they think that they have gotten rid of Sentry, right? They just killed him off.
Right.
So they're like, well, he's not of use to us. However, he reawakes as his darker half, just like you said,
right.
Void. So he is a new bad version of the Sentry, essentially. So the Thunderbolts break up and they depart. And Yelena is just, she's just pissed off. She storms off. And Alexei follows her, and Yelena basically vents to him about her regrets, how she's her mental health is deteriorating, she's not doing well, and he reminds her of her role on the soccer team to give others someone to rely on when they make mistakes. So when she was little, she would support her other team members on the soccer team. And Yelena finds comfort in the words, and then they're interrupted because the Void comes, and he starts to engulf the entire city in shadows. So all the Thunderbolts get back together, and they're trying to save everybody from this, like, big black cloud that's taking over the city, which is from the Void. And Yelena looks at it, and she's just like, I know what I have to do. And she goes, I'm going to go in there. So she goes into the Void. And when she's in there, you know, she's already interacted with Bob, and, like, Bob has indicated, like, he's got these really heavy feelings, and it's hard for him to deal with. And at one point earlier in the movie, she's like, he was like, how do you deal with stuff? And she's like, you just push it down and you just pretend it's not there. So, you ignore it. Yeah. That's what you do, which ultimately kind of makes the Void.
So when worse. You get into the Void, they have different rooms.
Yes.
Of your, like, worst fear. You just live it, or past
worst
regrets.
Things you've done. So, for instance, Yelena confronts her haunting childhood and struggles with alcoholism. Like, we literally see her, like, drunk.
On the floor.
Yeah, it's a terrible scene.
But it plays over and over. It's like your own personal hell.
Yeah, exactly.
So when she gets in here, she has to fight through the different rooms to find Bob.
Yeah, and she finds Bob, and he is in what he calls, quote-unquote, the nicest room. And so then Yelena starts talking to him about his childhood and the abuse he went through, and then she says, you know what, I was wrong before. You need to confront your pain. And then all of the Thunderbolts show up, because they've all entered the Void and they managed to find them. So to escape, you know, she's like, we have to go to the worst one. So take me to the worst room. So they go through a lot of other traumas to get there. And when they get there, it's the research facility, which is actually where we first see Yelena at the beginning of the movie, because she destroys it.
Right.
The Void taunts Bob by calling him worthless. And then Bob violently battles his darker self and allows it to consume him, but the Thunderbolts manage to reach him and reassure Bob of his worth. So basically what happens is, you know, at first, like, you have to fight it, but fighting it is making it worse. Like, he's taking all of his anger and his pain, and he's beating up the Void, and the Void just feeds on that, right? It's just, like, all, now it's just going to continue to consume him, and it's going to really destroy the world. But the Thunderbolts come over and they hug him and they're just like, you are, just like you said, like, he is a worthwhile person. We are here for you. We are here to support you and care for you and love for you. You know, you don't have to do this alone. You're not alone. And that's what ultimately defeats the Void.
I think another thing is you see, like, different characters. Like, you see the bad Captain America and what he actually went through.
Right.
And his partner. And
they have problems, yes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And you're going to see his trauma, what makes him tick, why he is the way he is.
Yeah, all is not as it seems, because it's implied he's got this great life and he's got a kid and his wife, but
I think in the movie that they miscarried or the kid died.
No, I think the kid is there, but he's not at home. I think she kicked him out or something. Oh, okay. Isn't that what happened?
Maybe, yeah.
I think because he just was struggling dealing with the way it turned out with him as, you know, the Captain America.
Exactly, exactly.
I think, yeah, he struggles with that. So, I mean, like, he was given
the title of Captain, the real Captain America. Mm-hmm. Then he went off and did crazy stuff. And then that's how you get the Falcon.
Yeah.
It's
all taken away from
taking him. Taking him back. So he's struggling emotionally to deal with that. Like, he's, like, disgraced. He's taking it out on his family, his daughter. Mm-hmm. And you get to actually see what that did to him and his family. But not just that, you get to see everybody's, like, emotional struggles.
Yeah, even, like, Alexi, when Yelena goes to see him, she's like, you like driving the limo, because that's what he's doing now. He's, like, picking up people who pay to get picked up in a limo. So parties, celebrities, whatever. And he's just like, yeah, you know, it's great, you know. And then when he finds out that Yelena is considering leaving, you know, her assassin job, right, what she's doing, he's like, oh no, I would, you know, love to have that job. You definitely should stay there, even though she's miserable.
Yeah,
you see, he's not really happy, but he doesn't want to tell her that. And then he's jealous of her, but she's trying to explain why she's miserable, but he's not hearing it,
right?
You know, they're not communicating well until they yell at each other in the street, basically.
But I feel like that's what got to start over their relationship.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
On a fresh slate.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Everything's settled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just really, I mean, Florence Pugh just
is an insane actress.
Oh my gosh, I just love her and everything we've seen her in. And just the way she shows Yelena, Yelena is so checked out.
Very much so.
And it's grief, right? And that's the thing. Like, a lot of times in movies and TV shows, maybe not as much anymore, but, you know, a lot of times it's, yeah, that really sucks. You know, Black Widow is dead, right? But we all have to move on.
Right.
Because that's what we do. But Yelena's not moving on. She's still in it. And it's not something that just goes away because a year has passed, 2 years have passed, whatever it is, you know?
When did you and I meet?
What year?
Yeah, like
2011.
So my dad passed away.
So basically, like, 5 years after
he died. I just couldn't get over it. All my family members would just bounce. But it seemed like to me they were bouncing back. But I was just spiraling the drain. And I was stuck. I used to tell people all the time, it feels like the same time period. It was just yesterday. I was just stuck in that bubble. I wanted to see the same people. I wanted to hang out with the same people and be close to them, even though they were gone. Like, some of these people I haven't talked to in years. But to me, emotionally, it was just yesterday. And I just couldn't move on. So I related a lot to her character, that she was having a hard time bouncing back. You know, I guess I just kind of confronted it. Like, I don't even know how I still deal with that pain, but I don't linger in it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the part you have to do, is not linger in it.
You have like they said,
you have to
look at the people around you, your support system, partially.
Yes.
Know? That's
exactly
a big thing. You have to let people remind you of how important you are.
My friends Laura and Derek, I got a job at Starbucks because I was in between work. I just got back from LA. laid off from a production job. I was doing great out there. I was making so much money, and then I went down to $7.35 an hour. And I was like, oh my God, I'm never going to get... But
terrible.
Taking that job was actually one of the best things, because Laura and Derek, I don't know if they listened to the show or not, but I will tell you, they were great people. They saved me indirectly without knowing it, because I was spiraling the drain. And this was before my accident, before anything. I was just emotionally, I was going out all the time. I was partying. I mean, you know, I'd work and then go to the club for an escape. But I met them, and they were very caring, very like, you know, who are you? What's new with you? You know, and they saved me indirectly. So if you are listening to that, I will be forever indebted to you for that. And they don't even know. Like, they don't even know how close I was to the edge. You know?
Yeah.
The reason why we wanted to bring up this movie is it's just, it talks about self-care. It talks about mental health, having a good support system, talking to people, letting people in, you know. And when I was watching this, it was more than a Marvel movie.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect it, right? I mean, not that Marvel does a good job when it wants to
at
being emotional, but it's like, it's just the visual representation of having a mental health crisis, basically, is what this is. Visually brings you into the darkness, and then when you enter the darkness, you're just stuck. In this terrible moment in time, and you can't get out. And he was just going to stay in there, right? Bob was just like, this is the least of the worst, and I'm just going to wait it out. I'm just going to stay here forever. And Yelena's like, that's no way to live. You know, we're going to leave. We're going to get out. We're going to fix this. But that's, I mean, it's just that whole visual thing. I mean, it really just shows, I guess, kind of what it must be like to be that stuck.
Yeah. And I've been there multiple times. I mean, listen to this show. You guys understand how stuck I have been. But I always had that, I guess the thing that kept me going is I always wanted to be successful. I wanted to be, I had that drive where I was just like, I could see it in my head. And I wasn't there yet. And I was like, if I do step off the cliff, I'm never going to get to where I wanted to be. So that's another thing that kept me going. So, I guess it's important to have a dream, have a hope. I mean, this whole network, this whole broadcast network that we are developing and launching, we started this podcast in COVID, at COVID era. And I was like, this is what I really want to do. I want to start my own streaming platform. But at that time, I just got hit by a box truck. I couldn't work in the film industry. Sammy was like, why don't we do a podcast? I looked at her like she was crazy. I was like, who's going to do a podcast? I guess
we do that sometimes, because I looked at you like we were crazy when we started going to cons. So
we started doing it. And again, this is our number one downloaded show. And I think the reason why that is because we're so vulnerable with you guys. We don't sugarcoat things. When I lost my dad, that's some of the darkest times of my life. I thought that was as dark as it could get, but no, my life got darker. And I can understand the way these people, like, she's an assassin, she's done so much bad in the world, she's grieving about her sister, she's alone, she doesn't have a good relationship with her dad. I don't know what happened to her mom.
She died,
I think. So her mom's dead. They don't, she doesn't, and she just feels all alone. And when the chips are down, it's hard to see through the forest. You know? So I understand.
Yeah.
That's why we wanted to cover this movie.
Because you wouldn't think it, but it's actually, I mean, it's really cathartic, I feel like.
Yeah.
To see how they get through it.
Yeah.
Even though it's superheroes doing it, you know? In that moment, they're not really being superheroes. They're just being people.
Right. They're vulnerable. Makes
sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that you get to see exactly what everybody's dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very, very vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that.
Yeah. It was just not what I was expecting.
No.
When we went in to see this movie. I just wanted to see it because I liked the characters that they were bringing together. And especially Yelena. She's one of my favorite, maybe my favorite, actually, Marvel character.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we were just excited to go in. And then it was like, wow. Okay, was emotional when we left the theater. Well, so
when we left the theater, I was like, this could definitely fit in to our show because it just, I think it hits the highlights on what people are feeling, because when you're dealing with pain, when you're down, when you feel like you don't have anybody to turn to, what do you do?
Right.
How do you get that relief? Mm-hmm. And that's what this movie kind of shows you.
Yeah. And I mean, it's basically you have to accept that, you know, for Bob, the void is part of him. It's
right.
there. It's always going to be there. But it's just a matter of what are you going to choose to focus on? Who are you going to choose to be? You let it be there. You can sit in it for a minute, but that's not ultimately the person that you are. Right.
So when my dad died.
Mm-hmm.
I told everybody, I'm going to be dead within 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
I remember telling everybody that because I thought I was going to die of just a broken heart.
Yeah.
Just because people could literally like touch me, brush against me, and I would have a bruise.
Mm-hmm.
A big one. It's just because I was dying from the inside out. Like my heart. I can understand how people, when they lose somebody, die of a broken heart. Because
mm-hmm.
I was that sad.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what I would do, no matter if I was awake, not awake, being that sad like affects everything about you.
Right.
Like you're just sad.
Mm-hmm.
Like you could be at a movie theater with your friend, but you're still dying inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this movie was a good representation of that. Mm-hmm. Like the strong emotions when you're that close to the edge. What do you do?
Well, like, even at the beginning, when Yelena, like, jumps off, you kind of wonder.
Yeah.
Like, is she going to pull the parachute?
Right. Right.
Because of where she's at.
And I guess remember, we're not giving you any advice, but we're saying what we would do is try to talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I luckily found friends that were new friends of mine that they had good heads on their shoulders because at that time, like I was running around with people that were like doing drugs. I never really did a lot of drugs, but I was around a lot of people that were doing it, and they were just like, oh, I had a friend that just got out of prison, and that's the kind of people I was running around. And then I get this Starbucks job, and I'm hanging out with people. That's when I met Laura and Derek. That's when I met Chris. And my whole atmosphere changed. My whole thinking changed. I think being around different people, you can be anyone you want to be.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't, because I had friends, but I kind of distanced myself away from them because they expected me to be this XYZ person. I distanced myself away from them, and I could be anybody who I wanted to be. They didn't have any prior expectations of who I was.
Mm-hmm.
I could just start over fresh, and that was a blessing to me.
That's true.
So my past failures didn't matter. They were just like, you're a cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hang out.
Yeah.
And that really helped me.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say try to find a friend group. Try to find somebody that changes your atmosphere. And that's what
your perspective.
Your perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what that movie is basically talking about. You got to change your perspective of who you are. Mm-hmm. You can't just always wallow in your sorrow.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So,
yeah,
that's why we wanted to bring this up, because for a Marvel movie, this hit home.
Yeah. Not what we expected, like I said.
Not at all.
At all. Yeah.
Not at all.
Looking forward to more Thunderbolts things for sure.
Yeah, they actually do things that are not just like, oh, you know, Iron Man this, Captain America. They do things, they do storylines that actually are more humanistic and down to earth.
Yeah.
So, if you haven't seen this movie, I think it's out now. You can rent it. Is it
on Disney Plus?
I think it's on Disney Plus.
Let's check and see if it's on Disney Plus. I don't remember if it's out or... Well, when did this movie come out? It came out in, like, May, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've been wanting...
It should be.
We've been wanting to do this episode for a while. We've just... Yeah, it's on there.
Thunderbolts, right there.
So it's on Disney Plus. You guys can check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Let's see. Oh, nope, it's just the trailer. To the watch list. So I'm not sure.
Maybe it's coming out later.
When it will be on Disney Plus. Let's see if they made any announcements. They have the trailer. The exact date has not been announced. Freaking Disney, man. But it should be
there soon.
So it was on digital platforms July 1st. So it's got to be shortly coming to
Disney Plus. So you can buy it on Apple and Amazon and things like that.
Yeah, I'm sure the Blu-ray or whatever is out then. So I'm sure it's coming soon. So. But when it's available, if you have not seen it.
Definitely check this out.
It's, have some tissues maybe ready. But
it's an emotional ride.
It's such a good movie, and it's not even just like, even if you don't care about Marvel or superheroes, you can ignore that. It doesn't matter if you've seen any of the other movies or really are super familiar with the characters. You can jump into this
easily
and just enjoy the story as a standalone movie. I really think so.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Highly recommend it. 10 out of 10.
Oh, for sure. 10 out of 10, for sure.
We usually do ratings in our movie reviews, but this is kind of not a traditional.
It's not a traditional Painful Truth episode. We're just, this movie really affected both of us, and we were like, it fits all the boxes.
Yeah.
And we're passing it along to you guys.
Oh, we have at least one other movie I know we want to talk about, too.
Yeah.
The Zach Braff movie.
So.
Probably multiple. We could really do multiple Zach Braff movies, because he just likes to destroy people. He does a good job at that.
He does a good job. And Florence Pugh does a good job in acting in it. Like, no matter what kind of character she's performing, she brings it to life. She brings it on.
Yeah, she's amazing. So. Everything I've seen her in. Top notch.
So.
Yeah.
Anything else to say?
Nope. I think we covered it.
Last thing I want to say is rest in peace, Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, yeah, that's been a big deal the last week or so.
I know this is kind of dating this episode, but
yeah, he did just recently pass.
I was not an Ozzy Osbourne fan. I would say I was an Osbourne fan, but not an Ozzy Osbourne fan. And I'm starting to realize, like, he was a funny fucker.
He was very funny.
He, like, his music, everything, it touches your soul. And gaining to know, like, his history of what he's overcome to be where he is. I'm just like, it hasn't hit me that he's gone. You know, I just want to say, you know, rest in peace to him and my condolences to your family.
So. Agreed.
All right, guys. Well, sorry to stop this on a low note, but please like and subscribe. Yes. You can get this anywhere you get your podcasts, and definitely spread it around. Share our content, share our episodes. It helps us out. And definitely write a review.
Let us know what you think or any topics we should cover.
We do read reviews, so if you want to get a hold of us and you want to be on the show or you want us to bring up a topic, let us know.
Yes, definitely.
All right, guys. And that's our dog.
That's our dog flopping his ears.
So we'll see you in the next one.
Yes. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Painful Truth of Living with Chronic Pain with Robbie and Sammy. Make sure you like, follow, and subscribe to the Limitless Podcast Network's own channel, Instagram, and all things social media. And we'll see you all real soon.